Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice and Injustice 2. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening. Booyah!
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. I'm just going to give you a little peek behind the curtain here. I was going to do Thor this week, but I got pushed to next week because I want to do vampires. It's still not quite the end of Halloween. Tomorrow is Halloween, so we're going to keep it going with our month-long Halloween stuff. You know, we had clowns and werewolves and haunted houses, and now we're going to look at vampires. It's a really big week. I'm excited for what's in store. And so today we're going to look at the top five vampires in comic books. Number five is going to be Dmitri Maximov. He is one of, if not arguably, the main character from Darkstalkers, the Capcom fighting game. He's one of the only characters to appear in every single game. And his whole story is he's fighting with Morgan Ansland over control of that death realm that they go to. And he's the one that actually creates the Darkstalkers tournament to figure out who, you know, would rule the demon world and everything. So he's really important to the plot. And what they kind of went too big, too early, and too fast with him, much to his detriment. Because his super move is he turns the characters into a changes their gender and then seduces them and all this stuff, and it was just too hard to animate in other games and takes too much time. So really, outside of Darkstalkers, you don't see him a whole lot, which, like I said, is pretty sad because he could do a lot of good. I'd love to see him in, you know, Marvel versus Capcom or something like that. And, like I said, he has shown up, but not really in fighting games, as it were. So, but he's still really great. If you listen to the show, you know we are huge Darkstalkers fans. It's a solid quality fighting game. Really as good or better than some of the Street Fighter games. So, it's really good. Number four is going to be Jericho Cross from Dark Watch. This was a really cool game that didn't get it got some love, but just kind of disappeared because it was supposed to be a whole new franchise and it was going to be movies and everything, and it just stopped. It's set in the late 1800s, and you're a guy named Jeremiah Cross. He's kind of an outlaw, and you go to rob a train. He's robbing this train that turns out it's a secret train for the Dark Watch. And they're transporting this evil vampire lord named Lazarus. And you free him accidentally. And in doing so, he bites you, which causes you to slowly turn into a vampire. Now, this game is really neat because it has a lot of Halo elements to it. So that right there sold me. But the game is actually fun. It has a really good morality system. As the game progresses, you can either do things for good and help humans, or do things that are bad and, you know, just really embrace the darkness that's in you. All the way up until the ending of the game, you get to pick, just like in Far Cry 3. You know, you pick if you want to just go full-fledged vampire and kill these people, or try and maintain some humanity and save them, see what's going on. The voice cast was awesome. I mean, Michael Bell, Jennifer Hell, Rose McGowan, and it was a fun little blend of Western with some steampunk and the weapons and things, some horror aspects, just, and yeah, like I said, and some Halo thrown in there as well. So it's just an all-around fun game. It was on original Xbox and PlayStation 2. The original Xbox had online multiplayer. PlayStation 2 had split-screen multiplayer, so that says that. All you need to know about the PlayStation now. Number three is going to be Kane from Legacy of Kane. This series of games is, again, some of my favorites. Soul Reaver was actually the first one I played, and then I went back and played Blood Omen, and Soul Reaver 2 was, and Blood Omen 2 were all great, and Defiance, yeah, they're all good. But Kane is a character who is just your typical tragic, sad stuff, where everybody he knows gets murdered, and then he tries to get revenge. Like, he even gets murdered, and you come to find out it's not this avenging angel or this cool spirit that brings you back, but that gets too far into spoilers. And the storyline is pretty convoluted, I mean, as many games in as they are, but he gets resurrected as a vampire and sent on these missions to kill the people responsible for murdering, you know, him and everyone. And as the franchise goes on, you know, you really get to see all the different aspects of his character. And as far as video game characters that are fleshed out, he is definitely one of the more fleshed ones. You see all different sides of his personality. I'd even go as far to say, like, his hopes and dreams. And you see him good guy, bad guy, anti-hero, you know, lovable villain. Not lovable. He is a murdering psycho sometimes, so I wouldn't say lovable. But he's a really great character, and seeing him on this journey that ultimately becomes self-fulfilling. And yeah, it's hard to describe. We could do a whole show, week's worth of shows, of just how he is and the story behind these games. Who knows? We may. That's how much I love Legacy of Kain. But Kain himself is a phenomenal character. Obviously one of the best vampire characters, but I would say one of the best video game characters out there. Number two is going to be Dracula from Castlevania. Now, again, when you get into crazy convoluted history, if you play Lords of Shadow, which was the reboot of Castlevania, you learn some really cool things about Gabriel Belmont. The Belmonts are usually the main heroes of Castlevania. There's been a few other ones, but it's usually them. And they're always showing up to save the day and kill Dracula or any of his vampires. But Castlevania has been around so long. I mean, since 1986 was the first one. And they're just absolutely amazing games. Everybody loves them. There's been so many that a lot of people are hard-pressed to pick a favorite. But there's some to be out there. I personally like the Lord of Shadows stuff. I think they are really, really great. But, you know, there's some other ones. Like Super Castlevania 4. That's on the SNES Classic, which if you head on over to our Facebook, you can win one of those for free. Just go over there and check it out. Facebook.com/TheNightNerd. And that's our nice little mid-show plug. But Dracula himself in these games is always a pain. You know, these games draw a lot from myth. Well, Universal Movie Monsters myth with, you know, the werewolf and the mummy, Frankenstein's monster, all these things. But it's always Dracula that's the big bad, and he's the one you're trying to take down. And his long, crazy history with the Belmonts is just wonderful gaming. And you'd have to think that Castlevania has inspired a whole lot of games. You know, from Devil May Cry to God of War, there's been all sorts of ones that give nods to Castlevania. Before we get to our number one, we do have an honorable mention, and that's going to be Vamp from Metal Gear Solid 2. We don't really know if he's a vampire. He may be, he may not be, and that's why he didn't make the list. But I did want to give an honorable mention because he's a really great character in that game. But our number one vampire in video games is Rain from Blood Rain. So I do have to ask that you just put the Uwe Boll movies out of your mind. Just don't think about her, any of those. Rain is a really cool, from the Blood Rain games, there's been quite a few of them. She's a tragic figure. Her father was a vampire, or I guess her biological father, and raped her mother, and then went and murdered her mother's entire family, hoping that she would, you know, come to him for sympathy and support and training. And instead, she decided to use her abilities to hunt down vampires and the supernatural. And ultimately, she gets to the point where, you know, she gains the attention of some pretty powerful people. And they enlist her. The Brimstone Society. That's what they're called. They enlist her to help take down, you know, vampires and demons and things. To the point where in World War II, she's fighting vampire Nazis. And that's just awesome. That's a great game. You know, she's a really cool character design. A lot of really neat things about her. She's up there with Bayonetta as far as, like, just cool, powerful characters in games. And, yeah, she's just... You're a vampire fighting Nazis. Nazi vampires. All these things. That will always win. Whoever fights the Nazis always wins on the show. Y'all should know that by now. But that's it. Those are our top five vampires in video games. Let us know what you think. Who do we leave out that you love? You can let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on Facebook. We're also on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd on all of those. When I say we, I mean the whole network. We have Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and our monthly show Family Sounds, which just went up. It's a really cool Halloween episode, so make sure you're checking all those out. If you're listening to us on iTunes or Google Play, make sure to get that little like, share, and subscribe button. Leave us good reviews. That's how we get the cool prizes, like the SNES Classic we're giving away right now. We're also giving away a free year of Xbox Live Gold. You just post your picture of you in your Halloween costume and whichever one has the most likes by this Saturday, which is the 4th? Yeah, the 4th. We'll win a free year of Xbox Live Gold. So make sure you check that out too. If you want to talk to me more in depth, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so very much for listening. And, keep those garlics and crosses handy.